This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New this morning, SVB Financial Group is filing for bankruptcy protection. It's no longer affiliated with Silicon Valley Bank, but SVB Financial Group ran Silicon Valley Bank until the bank collapsed a week ago. Meanwhile, some big banks are joining together to rescue struggling First Republic Bank. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
A group of banks have extended a lifeline to U.S.-based First Republic Bank, offering reassurance to financial markets. Markets rallied on Wall Street and in Europe and Asia after news that 11 big banks have offered a combined deposit of $30 billion to help troubled First Republic Bank. Markets gyrated this week after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, and investors were looking for other troubled banks amid concerns over the unintended toll that interest rate hikes are taking on financial institutions. I'm Jennifer King.
The presidents of Russia and China will meet next week in Moscow, seen as China's President Xi showing support for President Putin. Tensions between the East and the West have been rising over the war in Ukraine. This morning, China is complaining about governments restricting the use of TikTok. Some, like the U.S., fear it might be a security risk. TikTok's owner is ByteDance, a Chinese company. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said he was unable to confirm or deny a report that the White House sent off a letter to ByteDance saying it either sells off TikTok or the app faces a ban.
We have legitimate national security concerns with respect to data integrity.
The Treasury Department's Committee on Foreign Investments in the U.S. is also investigating the structural relationship between TikTok and its Chinese parent company. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Massachusetts man faces up to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty yesterday to trying to hire someone to kill his wife. This is AP News. Now to a young teenager accused in several murders. The AP's Donna Warder has this story.
A 14-year-old boy accused of being a hitman in a drug-related shooting is under arrest in Mexico. The boy is nicknamed Chapito, or Little Chapo, after the imprisoned drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Authorities near Mexico City allege that in January, the boy rode up on a motorcycle and opened fire on a family holding a birthday party in a Mexico City suburb, killing 8 people and leaving 5 adults and 2 children wounded. A man was also arrested in the killings, and 7 other members of the gang were arrested on drug charges. The motive for the killings has not been made public. I'm Donna Warder.
California plans to build 1,200 small houses for the homeless in San Jose, San Diego, Los Angeles, and Sacramento. The governor says it's just one part of his efforts. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.